Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability, to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Rewards programs are a lot like pop culture. They can be hard to keep up with. But with Venmo's new rewards program, Venmo Stash, rewards are so easy because the more you do, the more you get. And you choose the bundle of brands you get cash back at. It's giving fiscal queen. It's giving star. It's giving up to 5% cash back at your favorite brands. Just pick a bundle of your go-to spots to shop with your Venmo debit card and earn cash back at them. Do more, get more with Venmo Stash. The Venmo MasterCard is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. Venmo Stash bundle terms and exclusions apply. Max $100 cash back per month. See terms at venmo.me/stash terms.
Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability, to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
You're listening to live courtroom coverage of the trial of Karen Reed from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Now, back to the courtroom.
Okay. Expert witnesses, electronic communication. So I'm going to go through the limiting instructions I gave. I need to just do this again here. So electronic communications, I have that on my list. The emotional impact photos, humane practice. We'll get back to consciousness of guilt in a minute. I'm also going to give the prior bad acts instruction. I did that in regard to the Aruba incident, if you want to call it that. I gave a prior bad acts instruction before that testimony came in. I also gave the instruction that I will also give on the state of mind of John O'Keefe as to his state of mind being known by the defendant and the likelihood that she would act on it. So Commonwealth versus Bins in those cases.
Your Honor, with respect to Aruba, we don't believe that there was really any Kelsey that came in.
I thought it came in through Kaylee. I should say it did come in through Kaylee. That's when I gave the prior bad acts instruction. She testified. Okay. All right, so did I give it any other time that there's another event that I should highlight? I don't think so. All right. I think I have to add that here. So, all right. And I will look at it and decide whether I need to add it specifically. It might be covered enough. Might be covered enough when I give the electronic communications instruction. So I will think about that. All right, those were the limiting instructions I wanted to get to. So
we would object to the part of that act being linked to the Higgins text message.
All right, I'm going to take a look at that, Mr. Lessie. All right, consciousness of guilt. Okay, all right. All right, so tell me where the difference is and what I gave last year from the model homicide instruction on second degree murder and where you're saying I should not this year, Mr. Lally.
So the only...
No, 1 second, let me just pull that up. Okay.
Your Honor, the following request is merely not for any change or alteration in the instructions that were given, other than there are three prompt amounts, and essentially the Commonwealth is requesting is that the jury be instructed.
Speak up.
Merely on a third prompt amounts, as that's the only one that really applies to these factors of these.
Okay.
The Commonwealth here, the first two prompts are essentially estranged in this situation, and you don't need to see.
Do you have supportive case law for me to single this out? What do you say, Ms. Tianetti?
I mean, Mr. Brennan essentially stated that in his opening statement.
Stated what?
Well, in his opening statement, he stated that he's not alleging that she intended to do him grievous bodily harm, and she did not intend to kill him. It was just the third prompt. He stated that in his opening. I imagine that's what he'll likely argue in his closing. I don't have a position on this. I just don't know. And I think the court's going through this analysis in your head as well, whether it's permissible or not. I just raised that as an issue, but I don't have strong feelings about it.
I could say the parties agree that the first prong and the second prong are not applicable here.
I think we're just at a position where we'll refer to the court on this.
Well, I'm not going to say you agree if there's no agreement. If you can get me a case by this afternoon,
I will endeavor to do so, Your Honor. We've looked. I don't have anything.
I'm inclined to go with the model. I'll see if there's something I can find. You're probably better at finding it than I am, Mr. Lally, but I'll see if there's something I can find to support the position that it's just the third prong, and therefore I only have to give that instruction. I don't think I'll find anything, but let me see. Because I can understand why both of you don't want it. Just let the jury focus on what they need to focus on.
That's really the only reason. But I understand, and I don't...
You know, I suppose I could always tell the jurors that the Supreme Judicial Court has come out with jury instructions that I must give in their entire format. And that sort of explains why I say something that doesn't apply, maybe. Maybe I'll do that, but let me see if I can find something, if I can find something that says I don't have to give those first two prongs. I'll let you know before you begin. All right.
And Your Honor, before the court takes a decision on that, we see what the court is proposing if you are going to alter the panel.
If I alter it, it means I remove those two. That's all.
Right, no, we just want to.
Yeah, sure, sure. My guess is that won't happen, but we can see. All right, so lesser included offenses. Did you want an OUI instruction? You were.
We're asking for that.
Okay. All right. Right, I think that's it, aside from Mr. Alessi's motion regarding the exhibit. Right, is there anything else that we're missing?
Just a couple of other issues. One is with regard to the proctored text messages, we have a redacted version now, which we'd like to submit to the court of the Commonwealth. You recall that we had agreed essentially on a redaction subject to the court's ruling.
Okay.
But it wasn't in final form. We believe it's in final form now.
And you all agree that it's in final form?
Well, they haven't seen it.
Oh.
I'm going
okay.
to give it to them now. Can I hand this to the court?
Sure. Thank you. All right,
and
so...
The only other issue, Your Honor, is we do have...
Hold on 1 second on this issue still. So I will give the Commonwealth this afternoon to take a look at this. And tomorrow morning, if you don't have agreement, then we'll have to deal with it. And I'd prefer not to have to deal with it, so...
I'm sure we can be in touch this afternoon. I do not believe there's going to be any problems.
Okay.
Just a couple other things before we get to Mr. Alessi.
Yeah.
One is that... we do have the Dr. Wolf PowerPoint to be introduced in the evidence room.
Dr. Wolf or Dr. Rentschler?
Dr. Wolf.
All right. And this was allowed into evidence unobjected to.
Correct.
I thought we already had it. We didn't.
We have to redact it. So we
okay.
Redacted. It's on a thumb drive.
Okay. And the Commonwealth has seen it?
No.
All right. So they'll have to see it. So, Mr. Lally, Mr. Brennan, Ms. McLaughlin, one of you has to take a look at it.
And then, will the court allow more than an hour?
I'll allow more than an hour. I'll allow an hour and 15 minutes.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
And I think I did mention that we had a proposed verdict slip for constitution, Your Honor, if I didn't.
You did not.
Okay, we do have one. We've got a copy to the Commonwealth. Can I hand
okay.
the copy to the court?
Sure. Is it the same as last year's, but now with a...
It's different.
Okay. All right. I digested it, Mr. Alessi. Go ahead, I'll hear you.
Yannetti,
jeez, I'm sorry.
So, Your Honor, you'll recall we had some spirited argument both before and after trial regarding this particular issue. And our concern, Your Honor, was that it's obviously a confusing indictment because of the number of lesser included and the number of elements that are different for each lesser included. And we were uncomfortable with, you know, there being one option for not guilty at the top of the form, and then multiple options for multiple different types of guilty verdicts throughout the remainder of the form. So what we have done is to fashion this in a way where the jury, pursuant to the court's instructions, would first decide the offense as charged, and if it's a guilty verdict,
Madam Clerk,
the analysis is over. If it's a not guilty verdict, they go on for the next lesser included offense, and again, same analysis applies. If it's not guilty, they then go to the next until they finally reach the final verdict, which the least of the lesser included offenses is simple, operating under the influence, where they have an option for not guilty or guilty. We've also changed a little bit of the wording, you'll see, which I think makes it clearer and less confusing. When the jury is given options for theories of guilt on at least three of the charges, including the main charge, because there's this issue of either under the influence or 0.08 or greater, the way it originally read, Your Honor, manslaughter while operating a motor vehicle under the influence of alcohol was repeated twice. It was repeated once where there's an option for guilty, and then it was repeated again with both of the other options. We think that this is simpler, it's cleaner, it's clearer, and we believe that this verdict slip is the most appropriate one.
Mr. Lally.
Your Honor, as the court is probably well aware, the Commonwealth is not requesting any lesser included, and I certainly understand that if the evidence supports it and the defense requests it, that the court must give it. Having said that, the verdict slip that was used in this matter last year, the Commonwealth will submit is more than sufficient and adapted to the defendant's request. The only other thing I would bring to the court's attention, I don't know if Your Honor is aware, there was a case recently, while this case was going on, tried before Judge Olal, in which he had similar issues and had, I believe, used at least part of the verdict slip from the first trial, in this case, as sort of a template for the lesser included that he instructed and the verdict slip that they utilized in that case. I don't have a copy of it on me, but I can certainly get the court a copy of it and get a copy of the docket, but that may somewhat helpful, of course.
Okay, was that on a murder case?
It was not, but it had to do with a felony motor vehicle homicide.
Okay. I'll take a look at it.
Mr. Turk. Mr. Turk.
Mr. Iannetti, I don't believe I'm going to give this, but I'll take a closer look at it.
Well, we appreciate that. Judge Lowell is an excellent judge. We think that this verdict slip is, it provides the most clarity for the jury. That's why we're
okay. And that's where I think we disagree. So I will take a closer look at that. And so has it been filed officially and docketed?
I just handed it, I believe.
All right. So, Madam Clerk, you have a copy up there?
The proposed, I think this is the only copy.
Okay, that's what I was wondering. Okay.
Do you need an extra copy, please?
Sure.
This is the...
Yes.
Thank you.
Or, you know what, just mark it for identification, Margaret.
Okay.
We'll do that. Chrissy, please. Just for ID.
It's LLLL for ID.
Thank you. Mr. Lally.
Your Honor, just one request, circling back to the constitutional field instruction. So Commonwealth is withdrawing its request for the instruction.
Okay.
However, would be seeking to make some argument or reference in its argument to the jury related to specific areas which we would need conditional approval before we did this. So the two areas that are there, so this is within that that we would like to make some arguments to the jury regarding, is the defendant's taking of the Lexus from one metal patent in to her parents' residence indictment, and then certain statements made in reference from the various clips of the way of her statements.
Okay.
In particular, would be the one where essentially she says it's a defamation to her.
Okay. All right. Ms. Tianetti, do you want to weigh in on that?
Yes, quickly. Objection to that. I don't see it's her or me being evidence of consciousness of guilt. And the notion that she's driving from one residence that the police know of to another residence that the police know of, which is her parents' house. The car is open and obvious in the driveway. In fact, when the police call, she says, yes, come on over. I don't see that as being any evidence of consciousness.
Okay, so I'm going to allow them because they're permissible inferences from what's in evidence, but I'm not going to give, even before it was withdrawn, I wasn't going to give a consciousness of guilt on those. Yes. So I did want to ask you, though, Ms. Tianetti, I think it's an argument that can certainly be made by the Commonwealth regarding the video clips that your client gave during various interviews. I think consciousness of guilt is a permissible inference from some of those. Are you sure you don't want me to give the consciousness of guilt? Because it's got helpful language for a defendant in it as well.
No, we
okay. Okay, I just wanted to give you the opportunity. Okay. All right, anything else? Anything else, Ms. Tianetti? We're going to hear from Mr. Alessi, but...
The Commonwealth does not object to the reductions.
That's great. Thank you.
Excellent.
One last thing you all have to do today, okay?
This is Mr.
Alessi. I know. All right, so let's make that... Are we switching... That new redacted version with an exhibit number, do we know what it was before? Excuse me? The redactions on the Higgins messages, that's what you're saying you're fine with, right? Proctor Communications, okay.
This is testimony that came in.
Of Proctor, yes. All right, so we'll find the exhibit number and we'll just... 209, is everybody in agreement that it's exhibit 209?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Does the court have a copy or do they need the Commonwealth?
No, I wrote on it. I need the Commonwealth.
So this is a clean copy.
So that will now be 209 in evidence. You know what? Can we make that 209A? We need, Ms. Tianetti, we need to keep record of the first one that was not redacted. So any objection to making this 209A?
I have no objection to that. And so original 209 will not be sent in. Is that?
It becomes
so what do you think? Yeah.
It should become ID.
Yeah, so we'll switch it back to ID.
Yes.
And this will just be 209. Yes. All right, did we have an ID number on it originally?
10NN.
Can it still be that?
Is it
okay.
Redacted to be NNN? Or is it, no, it can stay
that. Okay. Right?
Is this
it's just NNN. It's not...
Well, where did it...
No, it became 209.
So then our opinion is it needs to be sent back to letters for
yeah.
ID.
Yeah.
So it'll be marked MMMM for ID.
That's great.
Okay. Perfect. And then the redacted version will now just...
209.
Yes.
Yep.
And we'll hear from you this afternoon. Just somebody send us an email to the clerk's office. So someone send an email to the clerk's office today letting us know if the Wolf PowerPoint is ready to be put into evidence after the Commonwealth looks at it. Okay, so we'll take care of that. All right, Mr. Lessie, I'll hear you.
Thank you, Your Honor. If I might suggest, respectfully, a procedure to the court, I have spoken with the Commonwealth about what the topic is. It's obviously not new to anyone, but perhaps to expedite this matter, if I might suggest to Your Honor, to avoid a more lengthier argument, it might even truncate it down to 30 seconds, if we could hear from the Commonwealth on what we have requested, and the topic specifically is entitled Defendant's Motion for Curative Instruction Regarding Exhibit 88 and Introduction into Evidence of Exhibits. The exhibits is taken care of, that's no longer an issue. But I did speak with Mr. Lally, and if I could suggest that Mr. Lally can state his position as I understand it, and then I can go from there, and it may not be necessary for me to continue on.
All right. What's the Commonwealth's position?
But Your Honor, the Commonwealth's position is ultimately I defer to the court as far as whether or not it's appropriate instruction to give in final charge. What the Commonwealth would submit is that the contemporaneous instruction was more than sufficient to address the issue, and that it doesn't require any sort of differing language for further instruction given to the jury during the court's final charge.
All right, I'll hear you, Mr. Alessi.
May I go to the podium?
Yes.
Thank you. Your Honor, I have given, and Your Honor has provided me previously with a generous opportunity to be heard on this, but I do need to cover some points with regard to the matter. I was hoping to avoid doing this, but given what we just heard, it needs to be done respectfully. As Your Honor knows, we have submitted this motion, and as part of the motion, it is really consists of two parts. The first part is the text and the basis for what we're requesting. I'll come to that in a moment. And then attached to it are this Exhibit A and Exhibit B, and those exhibits are our best effort at transcribing, because there's not an official transcript at this point, of exactly what happened. Why do we put in the exhibits? We put in the exhibits because we believe it really sets forth and illuminates quite vividly what occurred. It occurred rather rapidly, but I think this allows for a much more these exhibits allow for a much more reflective analysis. So just briefly, what, as we know, happened is Attorney Brennan took Exhibit 88 encased in whatever the plexiglass material, had it set up, and we understand this now in retrospect, behind the witness stand, and then at a certain time in the cross-examination of our witness, Dr. Wolf, confronted Dr. Wolf with it as part of an accident reconstructionist cross-examination and challenging Dr. Wolf on several aspects. And this one was particularly apt that the subject matter, not the manner of the examination, was, Dr. Wolf, you're saying this, these are your theories. However, did you consider and take into account the holes in the back of the hoodie? And that led to a series of questions and a series of answers. And I want to go right to the end, because I think going right to the end better elucidates what actually occurred and the depth of the issue and the problem here in this misconduct, which we believe was intentional. Specifically, the end is, we know, and I believe it is completely undisputed, that the holes in each and every hole in the back of the hoodie was caused by the criminalist, a witness in this case, Ms. Hartnett, who made those cuts as part of her analysis. And that was in May of 2023, long after the alleged incident of January 29, 2022.
So that's sort of the end, undisputed. Now let's go back to what happened in the examination, the cross-examination of Dr. Wolf. So he's confronted, and I think, you know, we put in Exhibit A and B of it, but what is particularly striking is on page 7 of Exhibit A, and it's the colloquy that starts in the middle, which we've yellow highlighting, Attorney Brennan saying, when you were making that opinion about consistent or inconsistent, did you ever consider whether there were holes in Mr. O'Keefe's sweatshirt other than the right arm? Dr. Wolf started to answer, well, I know that there was cutting to, and I emphasize cutting, and then he was cut off by Attorney Brennan, and Attorney Brennan said, may I approach and receive the exhibit, Your Honor? And we note that in the context of many other statements in this regard as to what happened. So now this comes to the requested relief, and I'm going to move to the part of the argument, Your Honor, that we believe respectfully compels what we're requesting. So now I want to just state what we request. We believe it's what we've requested is quite modest given what happened. And our proposed curative instruction is on page 2 of our motion. It states, during the cross-examination of Dr. Wolf, Mr. Brennan asked Dr. Wolf about holes in the back of the sweatshirt, Exhibit 88, falsely insinuating that those holes were sustained on January 29, 2022 from a fall backwards. I instruct you that those holes were not present on January 29, 2022. Those holes were made by Maureen Hartnett, a criminalist at the Massachusetts State Police, I've got the acronym MSP, Crime Lab, in the course of her inspection and sampling of the clothing on May 18, 2023, Dr. Wolf correctly testified that those holes did not come from any alleged event on or about January 29, 2022. Please juxtapose that with regard to the instruction Your Honor had given, which was a sentence, so, jurors, I instruct you that those holes were made by the criminalist, Ms. Hartnett, during the course of her inspection and sampling of the sweatshirt.
Didn't I include the date you'd requested, the May 18th date? I thought I did.
You know, Your Honor, I think the answer is no, but because I'm doing it from memory and I don't...
This is not an official transcript, right?
Exactly, Your Honor. So I can't say it with certainty. I don't believe it was.
Okay, because that date you told me was important to you, right?
Among other factors, the date was important.
It's May 18th, right?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay.
And so, Your Honor, I believe what is fair in the analysis and as objective as I can be here is, I think the curative instruction has to tether to and relate to in its details the degree of what happened. This was on a very significant topic, accident reconstruction, a significant piece of evidence, the hoodie. There's been much discussion among many expert witnesses about this hoodie, what it stands for. There's been videos on it. You know, our position, the hoodie in a proper accident reconstruction would be completely unaffected by any alleged motor vehicle incident. And then to show the witness on this for the defense, it clearly left the impression to any objective observer that Dr. Wolf had somehow been incompetent, which is 180 degrees of the reality, but also that he just wasn't otherwise diligent, and the jury therefore should not weigh and value his opinion. This is very, very significant, and I underscore, Your Honor, we didn't cause this problem. We didn't cause any of this issue. So to me, I do not understand why the Commonwealth would not support this. What we have written down here supports the truth. We all, I believe, should have the common goal of the jury receiving the truth. I looked at the jury, I'm no soothsayer or mind reader, but I looked at the jury and they looked confused when I looked over at them, but I think even aside from looking at a jury, what Your Honor did in good faith, I don't believe is clear enough on this key issue, and I'm not understanding why there would be any real contest over making it clear to the jury on this very important point. The defense, to my point of being measured at the time and being measured now, we could be requesting a lot more statements about what occurred. And I've been in situations in other trials where things have happened and there's been many more significant things stated. So in conclusion, Your Honor, the defense not having contributed at all to this issue, the significance of the issue, the significance of the error, it's undisputed about the error, to me, respectfully, all augurs for more clarity here. And the final point, there's two issues here. There's the fact of when these holes occurred, these cuts, and how they occurred, that's one bucket. But the second bucket, which is not in the current instruction, is our expert witness, Dr. Wolf, and the impression left upon him. And that is why we have the language in there, again, we believe quite measured, just the sentence at the end to take care of the harm to our witness with regard to what occurred. So therefore, Your Honor, we respectfully request that this be given so that the jury has a clear and complete and truthful understanding of the not only what happened, but also to make sure that it is what's created for the jury is accuracy, hence truth can be concluded. Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you. I do just want to point out one thing. It was not objected to at the time it came in. That's my only comment. I will consider this. I'm going to hear from Mr. Lally. I will consider this.
What is it that was not objected?
The testimony was not objected to. I didn't hear this until I think after another witness.
Your Honor, if I could just thank you for raising that. 10 seconds for that. I will, and I made this point the very time that I made the argument last time. We were not shown that Exhibit 88 in the encasement. It was behind the witness. We didn't even know that it was behind the witness. So what happened was Attorney Brennan went up, retrieved it, and immediately went to the witness with it, showed it. We couldn't even see what was happening. There was no physical nor other ability for us to object at the time. So I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to respond to that.
All right, Mr. Lally.
Keep your voice up, please.
Yes, very briefly. I'm not going to get into a belabor the point as far as the back and forth about conduct of counsel. During the heat of trial, during the heat of the extended exchange with a witness on the stand, things can happen. States can recognized, acknowledged, and accepted as a mistake. There were numerous offers by the Commonwealth to offer a stipulation as to the truth as far as the evidence is concerned that were rejected by the defense. They wanted the curative instruction. They got it contemporaneous with when the evidence came in. There have been many, many instances of similar type conduct that didn't result in a curative instruction, and to accentuate it further in the final charge to the jury is simply improper. It was a situation that arose as far as whatever misstatement was made at the time as far as whether it's from the testimony from the witness or the question from counsel was immediately remedied. It was taken care of.
I don't think that there's any confusion by the jury. And furthermore, as I indicated, the Commonwealth offered a stipulation at the time that this occurred, which was essentially rejected by the defense. They got the curative instruction at the time. That is all that is required. It is more than sufficient, and it doesn't need to be accentuated or addressed further in the final charge.
Okay. So I'll consider it, Mr. Lessie. Okay.
Thank you, Your Honor.
All right. Anything else? Two things I'd like to talk about for scheduling. The jurors get here early. I'm going to ask if the court officers to call the jurors and ask them two things. To ask them if they can get here a little bit earlier so that we can all be in the courtroom at 8:45, ready to start. So things take a little while generally. That will assure us that closing arguments will start right at 9, maybe a few minutes earlier. The goal would be to hear arguments from both counsel and then take an early lunch break. I would ask that counsel plan on just a half an hour lunch break. I'd like, the point being, I want the jurors to start deliberating. I don't want to end the charge and send them home for the weekend. That's not fair after they've waited so long. So a short lunch, you're free to stay in the building and court officers will help you with accommodations for that. But a short lunch and then I'll come out and do the charge. And then at least, hopefully, there'll be some time for them to deliberate. I'm going to ask the court officers to call the jurors to see if they can stay as late as 5 o'clock or 5:30 tomorrow night. I just don't think it's fair after they've sat through so much of this trial with the various delays that we've had to not let them start deliberating.
We have no objection to that. One request we have, Judge, is during the last trial, during deliberations, the court had asked us to be within 5 minutes of the courthouse. My office is about 10 minutes away.
I'm sure we can make accommodations for that.
Okay.
But at some point, we may have to talk about security issues. So a lot may depend on that.
Understood.
All right. Does the Commonwealth have any objection to that schedule?
No, Your Honor. None at all.
All right, so we'll see counsel in here no later than 8:30 tomorrow morning?
Sure.
We'll have counsel here at 8:30. All right, thank you.
All right, so court, please.
I get it.
Is there already one of these? Like, are we swapping?
Yes.
Goodbye.
There's more live courtroom coverage coming up. Press subscribe now so you don't miss a second. From the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Rewards programs are a lot like pop culture. They can be hard to keep up with. But with Venmo's new rewards program, Venmo Stash, rewards are so easy because the more you do, the more you get. And you choose the bundle of brands you get cash back at. It's giving fiscal queen. It's giving star. It's giving up to 5% cash back at your favorite brands. Just pick a bundle of your go-to spots to shop with your Venmo debit card and earn cash back at them. Do more, get more with Venmo Stash. The Venmo MasterCard is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. Venmo Stash bundle terms and exclusions apply. Max $100 cash back per month. See terms at venmo.me/stash terms.
Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions nights and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get-started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
Rewards programs are a lot like pop culture. They can be hard to keep up with. But with Venmo's new rewards program, Venmo Stash, rewards are so easy because the more you do, the more you get. And you choose the bundle of brands you get cash back at. It's giving fiscal queen. It's giving star. It's giving up to 5% cash back at your favorite brands. Just pick a bundle of your go-to spots to shop with your Venmo debit card and earn cash back at them. Do more, get more with Venmo Stash. The Venmo MasterCard is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. Venmo Stash bundle terms and exclusions apply. Max $100 cash back per month. See terms at venmo.me/stash terms.
Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability, to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get-started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get-started. growtherapy.com/get-started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
Rewards programs are a lot like pop culture. They can be hard to keep up with. But with Venmo's new rewards program, Venmo Stash, rewards are so easy because the more you do, the more you get. And you choose the bundle of brands you get cash back at. It's giving fiscal queen. It's giving star. It's giving up to 5% cash back at your favorite brands. Just pick a bundle of your go-to spots to shop with your Venmo debit card and earn cash back at them. Do more, get more with Venmo Stash. The Venmo MasterCard is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. Venmo Stash bundle terms and exclusions apply. Max $100 cash back per month. See terms at venmo.me/stash terms.
Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability, to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get-started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get-started. growtherapy.com/get-started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
Rewards programs are a lot like pop culture. They can be hard to keep up with. But with Venmo's new rewards program, Venmo Stash, rewards are so easy because the more you do, the more you get. And you choose the bundle of brands you get cash back at. It's giving fiscal queen. It's giving star. It's giving up to 5% cash back at your favorite brands. Just pick a bundle of your go-to spots to shop with your Venmo debit card and earn cash back at them. Do more, get more with Venmo Stash. The Venmo MasterCard is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. Venmo Stash bundle terms and exclusions apply. Max $100 cash back per month. See terms at venmo.me/stash terms.
Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability, to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
Rewards programs are a lot like pop culture. They can be hard to keep up with. But with Venmo's new rewards program, Venmo Stash, rewards are so easy because the more you do, the more you get. And you choose the bundle of brands you get cash back at. It's giving fiscal queen. It's giving star. It's giving up to 5% cash back at your favorite brands. Just pick a bundle of your go-to spots to shop with your Venmo debit card and earn cash back at them. Do more, get more with Venmo Stash. The Venmo MasterCard is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. Venmo Stash bundle terms and exclusions apply. Max $100 cash back per month. See terms at venmo.me/stash terms.
Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability, to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
Rewards programs are a lot like pop culture. They can be hard to keep up with. But with Venmo's new rewards program, Venmo Stash, rewards are so easy because the more you do, the more you get. And you choose the bundle of brands you get cash back at. It's giving fiscal queen. It's giving star. It's giving up to 5% cash back at your favorite brands. Just pick a bundle of your go-to spots to shop with your Venmo debit card and earn cash back at them. Do more, get more with Venmo Stash. The Venmo MasterCard is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. Venmo Stash bundle terms and exclusions apply. Max $100 cash back per month. See terms at venmo.me/stash terms.
Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability, to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
This is Julian Edelman from Dudes on Dudes with Gronk and Jules. Sunday mornings, I've got my game day ritual. Coffee, lucky socks, and now new morning Uncrustable sandwiches.
It's all about that 12-gram protein boost with the new Uncrustables Bright-Eyed Berry or Up and Apple flavors.
Bright-Eyed Berry's got a feisty receiver energy.
Up and Apple? Your classic do-it-all tight end.
Soft, pillowy, packed with protein, and easy enough for Gronk to grab from the freezer.
Whether you're on the couch, driving to the tailgate, or heading to the locker room, new morning Uncrustable sandwiches are the MVP of snacks.
Your new Sunday kickoff ritual starts here with new morning Uncrustable sandwiches packed with 12 grams of protein.